from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour in breaking news. The wife of Bob Menendez, Nadine Menendez, was just convicted, of participating in a bribery scheme. More information on that story to come. It is breaking. Pope Francis has died at the age of 88 just a day after he appeared on a balcony of St. Peter's to offer an Easter blessing to a cheering crowd. Catholic Voices CEO Brendan Thompson says it's a solemn moment and that the pontiff will be remembered for many things, including his efforts on behalf of migrants.
He'll be remembered as a pope of suffering, like these last moments, a really profound Lent in which he walked the way of the cross of Jesus' suffering, his 5 weeks, his close-to-death encounters, double pneumonia.
Francis will be the first pope buried outside the Vatican in a century. Could New Jerseyans see a hike in their federal taxes? It's possible. The GOP-controlled House has made President Trump's 2017 tax cuts permanent, but in the recently passed budget bill, that legislation has an uphill battle in the coming months. If those tax cuts are left to expire, it could mean higher taxes next year. Daniel Bunn with the Tax Foundation gives an example of a tax hike if Trump's tax cuts expire very soon.
A single person without kids making $75,000 could see a $1,700 tax increase.
A new report from the Council of Economic Advisers says a married couple earning $165,000 will see a $4,200 tax increase next year if the tax cuts expire. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. President Donald Trump has not let up on his attacks against the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on social media. The president called Powell a, quote, major loser and, quote, Mr. Too Late, blasting him for not lowering interest rates, which Powell recently said would not be happening soon due to economic uncertainty. Trump's attacks contributed to the Dow's 971-point slide today. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And how's that April weather ending off? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I'm happy to say there's nothing dramatic in the forecast this week. No storms, no wind, no big temperature shifts, just some gentle, generally pleasant springtime weather. Now, spotty showers are possible tonight. Not everyone in New Jersey necessarily gets wet here. Low temperatures will dip into the 50s by morning, and then morning clouds tomorrow will give way to sunshine building through the afternoon. We're right back to the warm side tomorrow as highs surge into the mid-70s. Wednesday looks mostly sunny and pleasant. Highs lower 70s for most, although a sea breeze will keep the Jersey Shore cooler, probably in the 60s. Thursday, partly sunny skies, highs 70 to 75. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Pennsville 63, Flemington 60, Freehold 55. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather's brought to you by Lester Glenn Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glenn Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Freehold, Seagirt, and Ocean Township? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this spring from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at LesterGlenn.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.